Oh, in the sky last night I saw a star. It was shining so bright with a heavenly light. In the sky last night I saw a star.
And in a manger when I saw a child.
A reading from Luke. During the rule of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was a descendant of Aaron. They were both righteous before God, blameless in their observance of all the Lord's commandments and regulations. They had no children because Elizabeth was unable to become pregnant, and they both were very old. One day, Zechariah was serving as priest before God because of his priestly division was on duty. Following the customs of priestly service, he was chosen by lottery to go into the Lord's sanctuary and burn incense. All the people who gathered to worship were praying outside during this hour of incense offering. An angel from the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw the angel, he was startled and overcome with fear. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayers have been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will give birth to your son, and you must name him John. He will be a joy and a delight to you, and many people will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the Lord's eyes." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they wondered why he was in the sanctuary for such a long time. When he came out, he was unable to speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he gestured to them and couldn't speak. When he completed the days of his priestly service, he returned home. Afterward, his wife, Elizabeth, became pregnant. She kept to herself for 5 months, saying, "This is the Lord's doing. He has shown his favor to me by removing my disgrace among other people." May God bless this reading to our hearing and understanding. Thanks be to God.
So welcome to our production of the Christmas pageant. This is our annual children and youth in our congregation that come together. We've been working for the last 2 months to put this Christmas pageant together. And yes, it is a big endeavor. As you can see, there's a lot of moving parts. And I just have to right now take a moment to thank the people. I could not do this without the support of the music department, from John West, but especially from Cheryl Johnson Hartwell, from Evangeline Kelly, who both direct our children's choirs, from Pat Harold, who accompanies us on the piano. Johnny Nicoloro is one of our leaders in our youth program and has been my right-hand person this whole time. All of the kids have costumes because of Sandy Harris, who has put all of our costumes together and has done such a great job. And I usually, every year, have one youth who wants to be involved but does not want to be on stage, and they become my assistant. And this year that was Lino Dara, and I'm very thankful for Lino. So, without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy this year's Christmas pageant.
Where is he?
I have no idea. I think we should start.
Yeah, let's go. This is the story of the birth of Jesus, the little baby born to save us.
The story you'll hear comes straight from the good book, as recorded in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke.
And what about the Gospels of John and Mark, you ask? Well, they were lazy, not up for the task.
In the days of old, the priests would gather and pray. For days upon days in the temple they would stay.
The priest cast lots to see whom God would pick to go into the temple and burn incense and sit.
Ugh, I could have never been a priest. Incense makes me gag.
When the time of casting lots was through,
Zechariah, it looks like today God has chosen you.
I am happy to this day to serve the Lord, for I am a priest and that's what I am for.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He just had another birthday.
He's getting old and still no children.
Shh.
sorry, his wife Elizabeth is barren.
Yeah, what does that mean?
She can't have any babies.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Shh. Okay, I've heard Zechariah praying in the temple now for hours and hours that God would give him a baby.
Hasn't worked yet.
Got that right.
You should really reinstate the vow of silence.
You, kneel by the portico. You, by the fountain. Why do I always have to separate you two?
While Zechariah was in the temple burning incense and... Stop that!
I can't. It's called a gag reflex. Just happens.
While Zechariah was in the temple burning incense and in prayer, an angel of the Lord suddenly was there. I said an angel of the Lord suddenly was there!
Jack, you're on!
Coming.
Oh, I am gripped with fear!
Boo!
Gabriel!
Sorry. Zechariah, do not be afraid. Your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord.
And he'll start wearing animal fur and eating bugs in the desert.
Do not interrupt the angel.
I'm just saying.
Guys should know what's in store for his son.
As I was saying, he will go turning the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Wife?
Don't go there, dude.
She is well along in her years.
Oh man, now you've done it.
I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of the Lord. I have been sent to tell you this good news. Now you be silent, not able to speak until this day happens, because you did not believe my words.
What's taking so long?
There he is.
You were in there for a long time. What happened?
The boss asked you a question. I wouldn't mess with him if I were you. Trust me.
Oh, I love this game. Is it a bird? A bird? How many words? You've got to tell us how many words.
Stop, you've seen angel of the Lord.
An angel took away your voice? Can I go next?
Six months later, in a little town called Nazareth, was a young woman named Mary who was engaged to Joseph.
Just a few more weeks until our wedding day. Are you excited?
Very much, and a little nervous.
I will be a good husband to you.
I have no doubt.
Okay, see you later.
Goodbye, Joseph.
Suddenly, the angel Gabriel appeared with news about Mary's child she would carry.
You who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary. The Lord is with you. You will be a child and give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High.
Mary.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And you will give birth to the Holy One, the one that they call the Son of God.
I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
Thank you.
Soon the whole town discovered that Mary was with child.
And they were like, uh-oh, Mary's a good girl gone wild.
Hey!
And as for Joseph, who was pledged to be with Mary, probably thought she was unfaithful and unfit to marry.
You can't hide your line as...
Joseph, being a good man, did not want to embarrass Mary, so he broke off his engagement in a hurry.
But then, suddenly, one night...
I know. An angel of the Lord suddenly was there. That's what keeps happening, am I right?
But then, suddenly, one night, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
I knew it.
He told him that Mary's pregnancy was more than it seemed.
Joseph, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. You are to give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and we call it the Son of the Most High. He will also save his people from their sins.
When Joseph awoke, he remembered the message from the Lord, and took Mary for his wife, knowing all that was in store.
Mary traveled to visit her cousin Elizabeth in a nearby city, to see if she was with child, as was the prophecy.
Elizabeth!
Mary, my cousin Mary.
It is true, you are with child, even though you're so old. Sorry.
When you came in here and greeted me, the child in my womb leapt for joy.
No way!
Serious, you are blessed, Mary. Among all women, you will be called holy, and the child in your womb will also be blessed.
The Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
I feel so lucky that the mother of my Lord has come to visit me. You are blessed because you have believed what the Lord has said to you will actually happen.
My soul is happy in the Lord. People from now on will call me blessed.
Following the instructions the angel had told, Joseph took Mary for his wife, to have and to hold.
Ooh, Joseph and Mary sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I.
Actually, no they didn't. Not until after they had Jesus. But that's for another service.
Finally, the baby's cooking was done. And after a moment, she delivered a son.
We have heard the baby has arrived.
Yes, it is a boy.
We are so happy for you.
He isn't deaf, he just can't speak.
Wow, 9 months since you spoke. Should have listened to that angel.
I bet you are going to name him Zechariah after his father.
Yeah!
No. No, his name is to be John.
John, but there's no one in either of your families named John.
His name is John.
Zechariah, are you okay?
Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel.
His voice.
He has come and redeemed his people. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord and prepare the way for him, and give his people the knowledge of salvation and forgiveness through their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God.
So God chose Elizabeth and her cousin Mary to bring about his plans. Though for these women, kind of scary, you'd think to be the moms of such men as these, John the Baptist and Jesus Christ is a breeze? I think not. But they gave it a shot. They gave it all they got. And for humankind, it sure meant a lot. They loved them.
Raised them.
Nurtured them.
And praised them. And when it was time to let them go, it didn't faze them.
To do God's will, these men were sent out into the world to make straight what was bent.
One, John the Baptist in the clearing the way for the other, proclaiming in the desert, repent of your sins to one another.
In the river Jordan, John baptized his cousin, and God did proclaim, this is my son, whom I've chosen. And from that day, Jesus went out to teach. Listen all with ears, it's the good news that I preach. Turn the other cheek, blessed are the meek. What you sow comes from what you reap. Love God, love one another. That poor man on the street, that is your neighbor. And then, just like that, both John and Jesus were dead at the hands of men who did not like what they had said. Their hearts were so hard, so very hard. Couldn't hear the words that came straight from the Lord. So this Christmas time, among your singing and caroling, never forget the story that was started by two women.
Mary and Elizabeth, faithful and fearless, never for a moment choosing to be selfish.
In times like we find ourselves living today, let's strive to be like these moms each and every day.
Following their guide, swallowing their pride, listening to the angels going along for the ride. Doing their part, giving their heart, no matter the consequences, they were faithful from the start. So this Christmas tide, as we
jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way,
let's strive to be like these women each and every day.
Guys, we're just awesome. Amen? Yeah. Again, thanks to Kevin and to everyone who helped, because there were many, many hands in this, and all the parents as well. Will you stand now for our closing hymn?